Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with lesson 284, I can elect to change all thoughts that hurt. Remember that your thoughts are the drivers of everything that you see and everything that you experience, and we do have the option to change our thoughts. God Himself cannot change our thoughts. We have the free will to choose the thoughts that we would think. We either choose the thoughts that we would think with God, or we choose the thoughts that we would think against God. But today we can remember a line from A Course in Miracles that says, "I am the Holy Son of God Himself. God's Son cannot suffer, and I am His Son." The declaration that God's Son cannot suffer, and I am His Son, means that we have truly accepted our true identity. If we accept that any form of suffering or loss or deprivation is even slightly real, we are declaring that we are not God's Son. And in this way, we will deny His heavenly, holy, and happy gifts that He has already given. This is one of the quickest ways that we shut down our own abundance and prosperity. We are the holy child of God Himself. God's Son cannot suffer. Today, if you feel that you are experiencing any form of suffering, whether it's you have a pain, or whether your finances are running short, or you're feeling conflict in your relationship, or you feel that your plans are being delayed without your permission, without your decision, today let us remember that pain is impossible. Suffering is impossible. The only reason that we see it and experience it is because we have accepted it as our true reality. You can get to the life that you are seeking. You can receive the happiness that God intends for you. The way that we get there is to begin to understand that suffering is impossible. It is impossible because God did not create it. And if God did not create it, it is not real. And what is not real cannot be true. And what is not true should not be feared. If we are experiencing suffering, it doesn't mean that we pretend that it is not there. It means we take it straight into the light of truth. And we go straight into the claiming of our true reality. Dear God, I am experiencing this form of suffering. But I stand today in the certainty of who I am. I claim my true reality, that I am your holy child, now and forever. And I accept only what you have given. And whatever I am experiencing in the form of suffering or deprivation or lack or loss, I am today questioning this illusion. I bring all of my illusions to the truth, where they are dispelled in the light. Today I accept my true reality, that you did not create suffering, and therefore I accept only what I have been given. I accept the happiness that you willed for me. Today I ask that you would decide for me in all decisions. Decide for me about what I should have, where I should go, what needs to happen. But the power of decision is my own. And that power of decision is my right to claim who I am and what I am entitled to. I accept your holy heavenly gifts, and I accept my true identity. I can elect to change all thoughts that hurt.